God is in the business of restoring relationships. And it is never too late to repair or to restore a broken relationship. My sermon title for today is Repairing Relationships. Everybody say repairing relationships.
Repairing relationships.
You only have to repair what is broken. Now, Anita and Jennifer, married older women, have been friends for years. Anita doesn't think her husband finds her very attractive anymore. As I get older, my husband doesn't look at me anymore, she complains to Jennifer, her friend. Really, says Jennifer, it's the opposite by me. The older I get, the more my husband looks at me, said Jennifer. Anita said back to her, that's because your husband is an antiques dealer. Okay, repairing. Some of you are just waking up. All right, good morning, everybody. Serve some coffee right away. All right, repairing relationships. I think they have to repair theirs. God is in the business of restoring relationships. And it is never too late to repair or to restore a broken relationship. He begins by restoring first our relationships with Him. And in turn, He teaches us and enables us to repair our relationship with others. And today we're going to look at 7 things that you and I can do to repair a broken relationship. How many of you right now can think of a relationship in your life that is broken in some way? Fractured in some way or broken? Philippians chapter 2 and verse 5 says, in your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus. The Bible sets a standard for how we need to interact with one another and the kind of relationships that God calls us into. And these relationships and this standard is not just one that we use only for those that are followers of Christ. It is for all and every one of our relationships. Philippians 2 verse 5 says, in your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as that of Christ Jesus. God calls us to a higher standard in our relationships. And the standard set by Christ's example of His life whilst He was on the earth. And so He set the standard for how we need to establish, build and maintain healthy relationships. And also how we need to learn to repair broken relationships. Don't you long to have a positive and healthy relationship with everybody that you know? But sometimes life deals us heavy blows, especially when the ones nearest to us hurt us the deepest. Have you noticed that? So often it's the ones that are nearest to us that sometimes cause us the greatest pain. Betrayal, the violation of trust, the loss and grief of a once cherished relationship causes us such pain and often leaves deep emotional scars in our emotions. Anger can soon lead to regret and it ends up with us holding out on the person. Resentment, unforgiveness preoccupy our thoughts and our emotions. And revenge is sometimes right up front, replaying itself day after day. Like you, I too have had relationships that have been fractured where somebody has said something to me, or maybe I have said something to somebody else that was out of turn, that hurt them, or something that they did or said to me that hurt me. And I've learned through these challenges of life in trying to build our relationships and maintaining healthy relationships that even though they are fractured and broken, very often it is simple misunderstandings, hearsay. Did you hear what she said about you? Did you hear what he said about you? Facts are never unearthed because the emotions and the trauma of having been through the hurt or pain is so upfront. And we sometimes build our case against the person for holding out on somebody simply based on assumptions and erroneous character judgments and false belief. And when we have those things playing in our relationships, Our relationships can never be repaired, can never be restored, can never be brought back to a place where they once were. And I believe that no matter how severe a broken relationship is, no matter what trauma you have been through, I know that it is never too late to repair and to restore a relationship. In the midst of our emotion of pain, we lose sight of humanity, of the humanity of that individual, and the intrinsic value of that person. And the person that has caused you hurt or pain now no longer appears to you as a person, but they now become somebody that is against you. The key thing we need to learn is this, that the person is always more important than the problem or the pain.
That's right.
The person is always more important than the problem or the pain. The problem will always be there. The pain may subside, but we must always put the person above that. It takes great strength and courage and maturity for us to handle our relationships in this way. Never lose sight of the value of the person, and never forget the fragility of their personhood. Just like you, they too will make mistakes. Just like you, they too will say things they may have never intended, or maybe they did intend but have caused you pain. But there is always a point of redemption in every broken relationship. I want to tell you about a young man called Joseph in the Bible. He was known in the Bible as the dreamer. A young man who had brothers. He had 11 other brothers, and he was the father's favorite. The father favored him. He always helped him to stand up and out amongst the other brothers. And so there was a sense of jealousy amongst Joseph's brothers. And Joseph has a dream one day, a dream that really doesn't turn his brothers on. In fact, it really offends them deeply. And he shares this dream in all innocence. He, in excitement, said, "You know, God gave me a dream last night, and I saw all of you bowing down to me." And I'm like, he was the father's favorite, and all of a sudden, all his other 11 brothers are going to bow down to you. Joseph was just sharing his dream and the excitement of what he had seen. God had shown him. And his brothers begin to resent him even more, and they resent him even because the father gave him the finest robes and the finest clothes and the latest iPod and the iPad and anything else that was coming, the father would give it to him. And so his brothers didn't quite get on with Joseph. And he went through years of trauma because his brothers did not like him. He was betrayed by his brothers. He was abused by his brothers. He was lied to by other people as he began to try and rebuild his life. He was set up by people who should have been helping him. He was sexually harassed by his boss's wife. He was cheated on by the guys that he thought he could trust. He had every good reason in the book to hold out on his brothers and those relationships that he had over 10 to 20 years of his life, and to take revenge on every one of them at every point. But it's amazing, at the end of Joseph's life, he says something that I would love for all of us to really understand in our relationships. Genesis chapter 5, verse 20. He speaks to his brothers face to face after years of having been separated from them. He is now no longer a slave or in slavery, but now he is the prime minister, the premier of Egypt, one of the largest, strongest, most affluent nations of that time. And his brothers come to him, not knowing who he is, seeking for help. And Joseph, after revealing himself to his brothers, after providing for them in their dire need, where he could have literally slaughtered every one of them, because they were right in the place where he wanted them, desperate, something from him. He could have said, "Great, now is my time. I've been waiting for this moment." And Joseph turns around to his brothers and he says, "You intended to harm me, but God intended for good, to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives. When we allow our relationships to be broken, other lives are affected. Sometimes we feel, but God, why me? Why have I gone through this hurt? Why this pain? Why is this relationship not working with me? We need to understand, as Joseph understood, as young and as immature as he was, he made so many important decisions that took him to the place that God wanted him to be. And looking back, he says, what you intended for harm, God intended for good, to accomplish what is now being done. A broken relationship today can affect your destiny tomorrow. A repaired relationship today can be your salvation tomorrow. You see, is it ever possible to repair a broken relationship? Can trust ever be restored? At what stage do we need to learn to let go and to move on? I've discovered that the repairing of relationships takes leadership. It takes leadership. It takes often just one person in the midst of chaos and emotional trauma and pain to raise their head up and stand up and say, I am going to lead through this difficult circumstance. Because I value you more